Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Well, it just worked out
that
I was covering that school board meeting where your mom was, and I just happened to think to ask her. She had a relative because the last name was the same.
Yeah. But
while I'm talking to you now, what exactly are your duties?
I am the operation officer for the 3rd Combat Aviation Brigade, which is part of Task Force MARND.
Okay. Well, your mom was telling me now, are you a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, but you're not actually flying this tour of duty, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then you're planning the missions now?
I'm sorry, could you say again?
Are you planning the missions now? You're not flying right now, right? You're not flying the helicopters?
I do fly occasionally.
Oh, okay.
I don't fly that often.
Okay, you fly occasionally. Okay. All right. And you were, I guess, they sent me to a website where you recently were involved in a really big operation where they got a whole bunch of weapons and all, a cache of weapons.
I'm sorry, ma'am. The connection's bad. Could you say again, please?
Okay. Well, I'll ask you a simpler question. How's the morale there? How is the morale?
What's that?
How is the morale?
Oh, the morale.
Yes.
It's very good. Very high.
Oh, good. Okay. What progress have you seen in the 3 months you've been there this time?
We've seen a lot of significant progress. The surge is working from our perspective as far as security. We've seen attacks against the local nationals come down since the surge has taken place, as well as attacks against coalition forces. So it appears initial indications are it's working. We obviously need a little more to do a full assessment on it.
Okay. What would you and your compadres there, like the folks from Ashtabula, to send you? Is there something that you need there that we can send you?
I apologize for this connection. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
You can send me?
Yeah, and you and your your fellow soldiers, is there anything for the people from Ashtabula could send you?
We've got everything we need. The Army and the military are taking good care of us, but the soldiers do appreciate care packages from home in the form of snacks or anything like that, reading materials. I mean, that's always very appreciated, but we don't need for anything. The Army is taking very good care of us.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Well, I know you were surprised to talk to your mom. I'm glad I got the help with that. That was good for me to do that. It made me feel good. I'm sure you appreciated it, too.
Yeah.
She told me you have a wife and two little girls.
I sure do.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Well, I did get the press release on everything you do, and I wish you could come home sooner. You're not going to be home for, like, what, 15 months?
Yes, ma'am. I deployed over here in the end of April, and I'm currently on a 15-month tour,
mm-hmm.
So I've got a little time left.
Yeah. Well, we all wish you well.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, take care.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.